Most people are motivated by fear. Whether they admit it or not, they get things done because they're afraid they're going to meet a deadline, they're afraid of something. They're motivated by fear, they're motivated by anger and frustration. These are all fear-based conscious behaviors. But here's what's confusing about fear. Fear does not motivate you. It's the biggest soul sucker on earth. It'll take all of your literally passion away. It is not inspiration. It's a depreciator. Fear is a depreciator. But what it does do that confuses us is it hyper-focuses us. Fear focuses us. I use the example all the time. If you don't think fear focuses, watch the old lady, right, the grandmother that gets so afraid, picks up the car to save a child. How could that be possible? Fear is not motivating her. It's creating hyper-focus that's creating an incredible force of energy. That's all it is. It's creating an incredible. So why not figure out how do I substitute fear, a depreciator, with inspiration to keep myself consistent every single day, working with the cellular memory that I have that then feeds the brain. So there's 10,000 new data points a day, 10,000 new thoughts you get a day. You better control what you're feeding yourself. Control what you think, say, and do. Tell yourself, I have faith in this. I'm going to program myself so that the neural pathways, the 40,000 of the same thoughts I have every day in my subconscious, are telling me you can do it. I'm grateful, I'm forgiving, I'm accountable. I can do this. There's more than enough of everything for everyone. There's not a scarce universe. I'm going to elevate others to elevate myself. That's what's going to be created. All of these things exist in your subconscious. That's what's going to activate and deactivate your personality traits, characteristics, obsessions, and addiction, your DNA, which will then shoot out a signal, a stronger signal, a wider signal, and a clearer signal to attract what you want. It's math to me.